Day 19, clearing your space for new beginnings. Wow, guess what? I am so excited to introduce to you Christine Bove, who happens to be my amazing feng shui expert. I am so excited that she is delivering her amazing meditation with you, with all of us. So after you've done your own inner work and you've been clearing you, now it's important to clear your space as well. So you're doing the inner work and the outer work. What a combination that is. So without further ado, here is the wonderful Christine Bove sharing with you the meditation on clearing your space for new beginnings. Enjoy.
This is Christine Bove, feng shui expert, with your meditation, clearing your space for new beginnings. Before we start this formal meditation, I want to help you understand why it's so important to clear the energy of your space. If you've been doing inner work, you've been doing meditation, clearing work, or any kind of energy healing on yourself, you'll always want to clear the energy in your environment. Every day, we are entering our homes. We are bringing in emotional energy. Sometimes we are having arguments. Sometimes we get upset. Maybe we get sick, and all that energy gets dumped into our space. And so it's so important to clear the energy of the space. Now, there are other factors, such as the environment and geopathic stress and electric magnetic fields. But for this meditation, we're really just clearing your energy in the space and to clear any energy of previous occupants or anybody who has entered your home and any type of disturbing energy that might have taken place in your home. So you can use this meditation for any time that you are had a party. Maybe you've had people over, just to clear the energy of all the people that have been in your space. Also, when you are sick, if you have anybody going through a serious illness, this is very important to clear this energy. When you have an argument, when you have maybe any upset emotional energy, ending of relationships, it's really key, especially in your bedroom, especially in your bed. If you're not sleeping well, this is ideal for your bedroom. So for the purpose of this meditation, I'm just going to have you go through four rooms in your home, and I'm going to ask you to really feel into what room needs your attention now. I want you to be mindful just to go to whatever room, not to force yourself here, and you don't have to start from the front door. I'm really going to guide you to draw you into which room you need to go into. I want you to keep that in mind, so during the meditation, you're just allowing whatever needs to present itself. You can repeat this over and over if you have a bigger home, and repeat it whenever you feel you need to. Do keep in mind that several days after the meditation, you will notice things will show up. Whatever's showing up is there to clear. It's the coming up for you to just release it. So don't judge it. Don't play a story on it. Allow it to come up. If you feel an emotional release, that's fine. But don't judge it and don't put a story around it. Just let it go. Feel free to do the meditation as many times as you feel comfortable. You can do it every couple of months. You can do it every couple of weeks. If you feel you're going through a tough time, this energy clearing can really make a great impact in your home. I hope you enjoy it. And now we're going to begin the formal meditation. So take a deep breath and start to ground your energy. I want you to place your hands on your belly button. Doesn't matter, just place them there. And you're going to place them on your belly button just to ground your energy. Focus your energy on your core center, your third chakra. This is our connection to our outer relationships and our inner connection to source. And just begin to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. A deep breath in and a deep breath out. And a deep breath in, and a deep breath out. And just shrug your shoulders, and I want you to feel your body weighting down. Just feel it as if it's becoming heavy, if you're just grounding your energy. And I want you to pull your head up, and I want you to imagine as if there was a little silver string above your head. And as if someone was pulling that string up, and there was a golden ball of light right above your head. This golden ball of light is now going to enter your crown chakra right above your head. This light is going to enter your head and fill your head and your throat. Just seeing that golden light swirling around, this golden energy clearing your body. Feel it going down your throat, down into your heart, down into your arms, down into your stomach, down into your thighs, into your calves, and into your feet. This golden energy is clearing your body of any negative energies, anything that no longer needs to be with you at this time. Your body is golden light, just glowing right now, grounding you and preparing you to clear your space. And as you feel your inner glow just getting brighter and brighter, every cell in your body right now is vibrating in the most highest loving, compassionate energy. And now see a light circling around your body as if you are forming an egg shape. So you're surrounding yourself in this bubble of light. This is your energy protector. This is this light that you want to use anytime you enter your job, a shopping mall, getting into your car, wherever you're going, you always want to put on your protector light. This protects your energy, so you're not absorbing any negative energy or other people's energies. Surround your body in this beautiful light. And when you feel you're lit up in your golden light, I want you to think about your home. And I want you to really think about which room in your home right now do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel that when you enter the room is just frustrating? Maybe you're frustrated because there's clutter in there. Maybe you're frustrated because the room isn't decorated. Or maybe you're ready to take down those curtains or paint the room. What room is bothering you the most in your home? Don't judge it, just go there. Now, when you're in that room, I want you to find a spot to sit down. And I want you to just feel what's coming up. Notice whatever emotions you're feeling. Is it anger, frustration, irritation? Now I want you to ask yourself, whose is it? Is it your stuff? Is it maybe your significant others, maybe your children, maybe your roommate? If you have clutter and that it's somebody else's stuff, be mindful that the items in our home all hold energy. And if we brought them in from other places, if we bought them because they're antiques, they all hold energy. So whatever energy is coming up, I want you to open your hands. Without judgment, I want you to let all that energy you feel right now. Anger, frustration, irritation, whatever you're feeling, even if you don't have a word for it, let it sit in your hands. Just allow that energy to come to your hands. Let it come, let it come, let it fill your hands. And I want you to say, I am done with this energy. I release all negative energy, all energy that is not in alignment with who I am, who I am in the future and where I am going. I ask this energy to be released in the most compassionate light. And now, you're going to clap your hands 3 times. The energy is released. You have cleared this energy. Now, I want you to drop down into your heart, and the golden energy that's in your body, I want it to burst through your heart into the room. And I want you to set the intention of what you want this room to feel. Do you want this room to feel serene? Do you want this room to feel warm and cozy? Do you want this room to feel fun and joy? So every time you enter or anyone who is in the home enters it, they feel joy. What is the intention that you want to feel in this room? Let that come up. Once you know the intention, set it into your heart's energy. And now I want you to envision this golden light filling up that room with joy, with love. See the light circling every corner, up to the ceilings, going into the closet, into the cabinets, into the bookshelves. Everything just filling up that energy. Just pour it in there. Joy, love, abundance, serene, peaceful. Just fill that room. Fill it completely up. Feel that love. Once you feel that energy is in that room, I want you to think about the next room. What's the next room that really feels uncomfortable or just off? It doesn't feel right. The room that really needs your attention right now. Just go to that room. No judgment, don't force. Just go wherever that is. If it's the bathroom, it's the kitchen, it's the hallway, it's the basement, it's the garage. Just go wherever you feel you need to go. Don't judge it. As you enter this room, notice what you feel. What energies are coming up? Again, is it frustration? Is it frustration because it's cluttered? Is it frustration because it's not decorated? Is there something on the wall that is crooked? Or what's bothering you in that room? And ask yourself, whose is it? Is it your energy? Is it someone else's energy? Whose energy is it? Open your hands. Allow that energy. Allow whatever that feeling is, that emotion, allow it come in. Don't force it. If you don't feel anything coming right now, don't try to push it. And now you're going to repeat. I release this energy that no longer serves who I am, where I am now, and my future self. I ask in the most highest compassionate light that this energy be released for the highest good of all. And now clap your hands 3 times. Now the energy has been released. And now drop into your golden heart and feel what you want this room to feel. Feel the energy you want to feel when you enter this room. Do you want to feel peaceful and serene? Do you want it just to be so beautiful and magnificent that you just sit in the chair and enjoy it? Is it the room for fun? Is it your kitchen where you just want to cook and eat? Whatever it is, what do you want to feel when you are in that room? Set that intention and allow your golden energy from your heart to burst around the room, filling up the corners, filling up the closet, the floor. Just circle that golden energy of light. Circle it all around the room. Feel the golden energy and your intention and the feeling of the room filling up. Feel that. Be with it. Embrace it. And once you feel that energy is complete, move on to the next room. What room are you drawn to next? Feel that energy. Just go wherever. It could be a closet, it could be the bathroom, it could be the basement, the bedroom. Don't judge it, just go to that room. Enter the room and feel whatever it is as you enter that room. Allow whatever needs to come up, knowing that whatever needs to come up is what needs to be released. Allow this energy to come up into your hands, and with no judgment, no shame, let it pour into your hands. See that energy sitting there. And repeat the following. I now release this energy. I clear this energy from my space that is no longer in alignment with who I am, where I'm going, in my future self. In the most highest compassionate light, I release this energy. And I clap 3 times. The energy is released. And this golden light of energy is in your heart, just bursting out. What is the intention you want this room to be? Warm, loving, caring, fun, compassionate. You choose what you want this room to be. You choose what you want to feel every time you enter this room. Let it fill your heart. Let it fill the room and see that golden light just bursting out of your heart and just bursting all around your room, filling up all that energy, all that love. And when you feel the energy is complete, move on to the next room. Again, as you enter this room, what do you feel? What are you noticing? What energy is coming up? Is it yours? Is it someone else's? Allow this energy to come up. Feel this energy. Let it come into your hands without judgment. Release this energy. I release this energy in the most compassionate, highest light. I release it as it no longer serves who I am right now and where I am going in the future. I let go in the most compassionate, loving light. I release this energy and clap 3 times. The energy has been released. Now, fill your golden heart and ask yourself, what is the intention that I want for this room? What do I want to feel when I walk into this room? Happiness, joy, peace, serene. Allow whatever intention, whatever you want the room to feel, put it into your heart and let your heart burst open with that golden light of energy. Let it circle the room. Fill in the corners, the windows, the closets, the drawers. Just feel that golden energy. Feel it just pouring through each room. Once you feel this energy is complete, begin to see that golden light all coming together, all those rooms. And now let that energy flow into any other rooms. Let it flow down into the garage, into the attic. Let it flow so that it's connecting all of your space. Let that golden light burst through the windows, through the doors, so that it's going to create a beautiful bubble surrounding your home. See this golden light, this golden bubble in your home, secure in this loving light of the highest possible good. Bless your home, and if you'd like to add a prayer at this time, a prayer or a blessing to your home, in your own words, you may add that. and just ask all who live here to be protected and safe, to feel warm and loved, to feel relaxed and serene. This is your home. This is your space. This is your bubble of light. Feel that. Just let it sit there. When you feel ready, bless your home. Say thank you for this beautiful energy of protecting my space. And the meditation is complete. Wiggle your fingers, open your eyes, shrug your shoulders. Take a deep breath and exhale. And take this time to maybe write or journal what came up for you, what you noticed. Don't judge it. Don't tell a story to it. Just know that the energy that came up during this meditation was what needed to be released in your space. Whose is it? Is it yours? Is it someone else's? That doesn't really matter. What you know now is that your energy is clear. This meditation will also help if you've been stagnant or stuck in trying to clear the clutter. If you've been trying to move or decorate, this will be very beneficial. You may feel completely energized and ready to go, but also other things may come up. And as I mentioned before, I really want to stress, just be okay with it. It's what needs to come up to be cleared so you can move forward. I hope you enjoyed this meditation, and I thank you for this beautiful opportunity to take you through this meditation. This is Christine Beauvais, Feng Shui Expert. Blessings to you.